they extended the fence, mm-hmm. you know, the screen or the net, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you get used to having that in front of you, but I don't like having a net. And you're far enough down there so they don't feel like you need it. Mm-hmm. So now you got clear vision versus if you had the same seats further down by first base, you've got the
net
in front of you.
Yeah, I'm annoyed by that, too. It is, I don't know.
I understand why.
Sure.
Yeah, but
I like to live.
Well, you ought to. I'm sure it's an insurance issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's cost them probably a lot of money, the liability. Sure. I mean, you look at some of the injuries that some people had.
Yeah.
Nobody ever knew it until, you know, now with these cameras in your phone, everybody knows how bad people get hurt.
Oh, yeah, well, and they used to put that little thing on the back of the ticket that no one would ever read, about liability. But, they're great seats. And I'm telling you right now, if you win these, go down, spend the whole Saturday there. Even if you don't spend the night, if you come back, go to Ballpark Village, go to the Cardinals Museum. I mean, we had the great pleasure a couple years ago when they opened the museum, where we were down there on opening day.
We realized then what we know now, how special that was.
Yeah.
Because they do that every year, and it is a big deal. They televise it, and they show it during rainouts and things like that. To get to meet all the Hall of Famers, plus being there the first day it opens, you know, that was a historical moment.
It really was. And we got off the elevator. We had the guy, the curator of the museum, on the show with us. We were doing the show from Busch Stadium. And he said, I think you may have been just, trying to be nice on air about us stopping by. I'm like, okay, you don't open yeah. that. You've never been with this guy before.
He saw us and he goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we got up the elevator. We got in and we got up the elevator. The elevator opened. And, I mean, I'm not kidding you. We walked out of the elevator and there is Whitey Herzog, Lou Brock, La Russa,
Ozzie.
Bruce Sutter, Ozzie Smith, every living Cardinal legend all standing right there.
Yeah, and some of the players, like Carpenter was injured, so he was there and talking to Shannon and all the announcers were there. Mike Claiborne and everybody had, but Shannon had his red jacket on with his black shirt, you know. I mean, you just felt like you were part of it.
But that museum is really cool. I mean, it is, I think the New York Yankees are the only other franchise in sports that has a larger collection of memorabilia than the Cardinals.
Sure.
That's what the museum guy told us. And so they change stuff out. I mean, they've got enough to where they constantly are kind of moving stuff in. But you're going to have there's a place where you can pose for a photograph and the backdrop of the photo is Busch Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had, maybe it was the one that Ozzie hit the home run with against the Dodgers. But you can like literally pose with the bat used, I mean, the actual bat.
I did Stan Musial.
Yeah.
Stan Musial's bat. Can you imagine that?
So get down there on a Saturday. Enjoy the whole day. There's plenty to see. So call right now if you want to try to win these tickets at 423KIDS. All you have to do is buy $100 worth of ducks.
Right.
And by the way, you're getting twice the amount because that's half price. You spend $100, you get 20 ducks. You're still in the drawing for that $3,000 grand prize, but you might just win these four tickets to see the Cardinals take on the Cubs. We've also got Betsy Tanner jewelry package. That's a $494 value there. Originally designed jewelry
beautiful
by a local
stuff.
Artist here. Mm-hmm. Decatur Athletic Club 3-month membership, Oak Terrace Resort and Spa package, another $320 value, and then we have a Zumu membership with a $190 value that we're giving away today as well. All right, before we get you out of here, we're going to move Jeff Sloan in just a little bit, all the different sponsors and people who make all of this happen. How was your trip to South Africa?
Spectacular. Yeah, I heard from people, I even talked to Howard about it, who's been there 40 times, what it was going to be like. And even he, to this day, wants to go back. I mean, he just loves it. He's been there 40 times. It's like living in the zoo. I mean, you're literally, there are no fences. You are there with elephants, lions, leopards, the giraffes, the wildebeests, the rhinos, the hippos, and they're all wild animals. If you're in this Range Rover, you're perfectly safe. You get outside the Range Rover, your lunch or dinner.
Do people get outside of the
No.
Range? Okay, as I say, is there a natural selection process? It's just how we thin people out,
Well, there's a spotter that sits on the front of the Range Rover, and even when you get close to where the lions are, the guide stops the vehicle, he gets in.
Sure.
He's not going to take any chance, even though he's sitting up.
So was it nerve-wracking at all?
Not for me.
Okay.
Not for me at all. I don't know why. Maybe because of Howard. He just makes it easy to understand when you get to talk to him. But I will tell you that I did something. I went running, and they said you can't run. But I was in the camp, and they do have an electric fence around the camp to keep out the big animals. But evidently a leopard had walked through the village of the workers. And I'm out there running the service road back and forth with my earbuds in, and I got reprimanded. And they said, it's not something.
This will be that natural selection process I just got done talking about.
Yeah, that's.
But I was running. I thought, well, I could always easily outrun a leopard. Right?
Well, naturally.
Yeah. They only go 70 or whatever.
Yeah, I go 4.
What is your per minute mile ratio exactly?
It's like 11 minutes a mile.
Okay, you're not outrunning Lindsay.
In duck feet. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. It sounds like it. I was looking at Kevin's slideshow. Isn't that great? You know, used to be like go to people's houses like on a Saturday night. They'd bring out the old projector and show you vacation photos. Now you got the phone and some great shots, and it looks like a lot of fun. But quickly before we get out of here, and I know we try to wear all these hats, but we've got a celebration because the three of us sitting here, we're all here for the Children's Museum today, but we're also all connected to something else that's coming up.
Yes.
A sponsors luncheon for people who potentially want to make sure the Decatur Celebration is as great as ever this year.
One week from today.
I saw the invitation yesterday. That's going out today, right?
Yes. Correct. Email. So yep. Check your email if you see an email from the celebration.
Yes.
It's a week from today. It's at Bizou. Starts at 11:30. Anyone who's interested in being a sponsor, this is a call to action.
Yes.
You want the celebration? Amber stepped up. I've stepped up. Brian stepped up. There's a lot of people that have stepped up to keep this celebration going, kind of fix the issues. And we're making great progress.
We are.
But we need sponsors. And, you know, we literally need $150,000 in sponsorship just to cover the entertainment. And that's where, you know, we're not there yet.
No.
Okay, but we'll get there, but we won't get there without the help and support of the people listening right now. So if you're a small business, medium-sized business, large business, organization, and you want to be a part of this, I mean, all the talking is done. You know, everybody's had their piece.
Yeah, put your money where your mouth is right now. I mean, I don't mean that to sound harshly, but it's a reality. It's not everybody else is going to do it. It's if you own a business or you care about the celebration, please be a sponsor this year.
And even if you don't own a business, you might be retired and whatever. I mean,
yeah,
anybody
more money.
Who wants to participate in this, and you don't have to necessarily come to the luncheon. You can reach out to myself or Kevin.
Right.
You know, we'll hook you up however we need to do that. But we are having kind of an informational luncheon about, you know, what it's going to take and how we need your help and you know, feedback and input and all of that. That's a week from today.
At Bizou at 11:30, we'll have our nice lunch. You'll be out of there by 1:30. At the latest, maybe 1 o'clock. Just depends on how many questions there are. But, look, we're open. That celebration is a great event, and it's got wonderful people. These volunteers are wonderful people. The board are really hardworking people. Everybody's a volunteer. We really only have 2 employees. And thank God we got Jared.
Yes, absolutely. He's doing a wonderful job.
And thank you to Terry for loaning him out from the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I know that's tight on her schedule,
sure.
You know, because they don't have a lot of employees either.
Right.
So everyone involved, it's time to quit talking, or you know, everybody's put all these differences aside. People have met. There's been reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now is the time to put your money where your mouth is. And I don't mean just coming down and buying a wristband and supporting. I'm talking about if you had the financial ability to support this event. And it was just voted number one event. I mean, people love this event. It doesn't happen for free. It just doesn't. You know, Amber knows. The cost involved with putting something like this on, and that's if you get 3 great days without any bad weather. I mean, you got to have like a perfect weekend.
Right. You know, and, you know, when you look at the whole issues around what happened, it really boiled down to everybody was trying too hard last year. They spent too much money on entertainment, and the entertainment was phenomenal. But you just can't spend that kind of money when you don't have that kind of revenue coming in. Mm-hmm. So we'll fix that. You know, we'll either get more revenue or you fit within the budget. Working with Amber has just been a true delight.
Well, thank you.
It really has been. And, you know, we're
most of the feedback I'm getting from people just like in the locker room or wherever has been positive. I mean, I think people are happy
that
all of that stuff has sort of been put, you know, in the past.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Mark Scranton has done nothing but help. He's already donated $10,000 toward entertainment. Frank Farrakhan from Ameren. Man, oh, man, he is just a giant. My daughter, Megan, you and Amber, we got this revitalization committee going hard, and everybody's rallying around us. So, you know, it's still a lot to do.
Yeah, the feedback from the chairman and the volunteers has been overwhelmingly positive. They're on board. They're working hard, and they're ready to go. You know, so it really is going to take all of us, and sponsorship right now is that's what we're focused on.
Well, I believe this community can do it. I'm not one of the cynical people that say, well, the window's too short and we'll see. I believe I've seen it too many times. 23 years, I've watched this community come together
and do
amazing things.
Great agent in Peoria working on entertainment right now. Mm-hmm. So everything's in motion.
Yep.
It's just, you know, it still hasn't all come together yet. But I'll tell you what, sponsorship is a big piece of this.
All right, week from today, 11:30 at Bizou. So if you can't be there, you want to reach out to Kevin or Amber or myself, whatever, we will make sure you get taken care of. And don't think that there's too small. I mean, everybody can participate at every level.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. Everything helps.
Right, we would really like to get some $2,500, $5,000, $10,000 sponsorships, but everything will be appreciated.
All right, Kevin, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. And you'll be in for me next Tuesday.
I will. I can't wait. Amber, I think, is going to join me.
Yes.
We're going to talk some more about this.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Decatur Celebration.
Amber or Kayla?
Right.
What is the, who are we talking
about? Well, to me, it's Kayla, but to the general public, it's
sure
Amber.
Depends on the day.
Yeah. We've got to take a 2-minute break here, Lindsay. When we get back, we'll bring over the folks from Sloan Implement and everybody that's a part of this event. It's so much fun. First of all, it means spring is here. Second of all, somebody's going to win $3,000. If you win that, you want to donate it back to like the celebration or the Children's Museum. You can always do that. Or you can just pocket it. But $100 is going to get you in on these early bird drawings, early duck drawings. You got 4 tickets to see the Cubs Cards Saturday, June 1st. All you have to do is call 423-KIDS. That's 423-5437, or go online at cmofil.org, cmofil.org. The grand prize winner on May 4th is going to win $3,000, second place $1,500, third place $500. I'll tell you about the brand-new additions to the day. They're going to have some heats that will be a little different thing. Plus, Lindsay, who I was all in for just about 20 minutes ago, is going to be in the celebrity race. Maybe we can put that video up and show people what's in store for that. If you want to call right now, buy your ducks, 423-KIDS, or go online at cmofil.org. Back with more after this.
Today we do have some showers, thunderstorms before 1 p.m., then a chance of showers after that. Temperatures also falling to 51 degrees by 4 p.m. Then tonight we've got a 30% chance of seeing some showers again before 2 a.m., cloudy and lows around 42. For your Friday, mostly cloudy and highs near 50 degrees. Saturday, sunshine, highs near 63 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 62 degrees.
A 3-run home run and the Cardinals win it in walk-off style. Look at this crowd.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Woo! It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, 2 themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, live from the Children's Museum for the Duck Derby Early Bird Drawing on WSOY Decatur.
We are back here on a Thursday. live from the Children's Museum of Illinois. Here is the telephone number for you to call, 423-5437. You can also buy your ducks online at cmofil.org. Once again, break this down for you. One duck is, if you walk in off the street today and say, hey, I want a duck, it costs you $10. Mm-hmm. But we have some deals for you today. In the early bird edition of this, family ducks, four ducks for $25, a flock of ducks, eight for $50. Now, here's the important couple, because you have to cross the $100 threshold to get into the drawing for these cards, cups, tickets, among other prizes. A pack of ducks is 20 ducks for $100. That's half price, right? Mm-hmm. Or a team of ducks. This is the deal of the day. I just got this. 40 ducks for $150. That's $3.75 a duck. Based on the $10 individual price. And we have these four tickets. We have the Betsy Tanner Jewel. We have, I don't know, $2,000-$3,000 worth of prizes we're giving away here today. And then you're still in the drawing for the $3,000 grand prize. Plus you have, what, $1,500 for second place?
Yep, and $500
for third.
Yeah.
And then you're doing something a little different this year. The Kentucky Derby is, if it's a nice day, I have heard god-awful things about the in part of the track there, about stuff, the behavior that goes on. But you sit around all day, they're on TV just doing interview after interview after interview, and they call it like the greatest 2 minutes in sports because it's over in 2 minutes.
Right.
So you're going to do heats this year.
Yeah, we're going to do heats throughout the day. You know, we've talked about it the last couple of years because, you know, kids, their attention span is short, as we know, and they come out, and it's a great day, and it's fun, but then they're waiting a long time. If they get here at 10 a.m., you know, they're waiting until 1 for the duck race, which is short. You
right.
know, it's a quick race. So we thought, well, let's race ducks throughout the day, give them an opportunity to see multiple races. They get so excited about it.
So then there will be like qualifiers coming out of the multiple races.
We'll do like a leaderboard, and that way you'll kind of know if you're still in. So
and then
out,
here's the, if you're out, you can then come back and buy some more.
You can buy back.
So you have more chances.
Exactly.
Love
it. So we thought that would be a fun addition to the day and kind of keep that energy up. And then we'll do, you know, kind of the grand finale, the big race, you know, probably around 1:30, depending on how many heats we have to run. So you still get the final championship race.
All right, so 10 a.m. till 2 p.m.,
right.
the event itself.
Yep.
Duck races throughout the day. You got the celebrity race. You've got all kinds of activities. You'll have Dippin' Merbs and Mr. Softy out here, concessions.
Yep.
And then one of the things I've always liked is if you look at the ducks in the hopper, you know, like that's just a great, I don't know.
Yeah.
What is it? There's something magical about that. And Jeff Sloan from Sloan Implements joins us as a Duck Derby sponsor. Jeff, your family has meant so much to this community for throughout all of the years. Why is it important for you to give back and be a part of things?
I've just utilized, and my family's utilized, the Children's Museum, the Scoville Zoo, so much, raising our children. It's improved our quality of life so much, and we just want to make sure that that continues because we're lucky that Decatur has that as an opportunity, so we want to keep that going as best we can.
Well, the Sloan dynasty, and they are. I mean, yes. You talk about in the world of agribusiness, and Jeff has been served on and helped with the Ag Academy and all the other things that are happening in this community. But this is, as you mentioned, quality of life, right? You have philanthropic causes that you do to make sure that people have food to eat, you know. But you also have to do things with young families that we want to move here to work for our employers, have things to do with their families. I mean, it's important.
It's very important for us. We have 20 locations, but the biggest metropolitan area of our customer base is Decatur. So we want to make sure that we take care of Decatur. A lot of our customers live here. A lot of our employees are out of this community. So we're big backers of it. So any way we can give back, we're all about it.
Okay. Now, I like to just look in the little window to see them all bobbing up and down in there, right, because they got that John Deere equipment out there that they're ready to go.
Yep.
Tell me about some of the things the kids will have just sort of climb on and be a part of. And, you know, that's just the eye candy is so important.
Oh, yeah. So out here the day of, you know, we'll have the bounce houses. We'll have the face painting. We'll have some hands-on activities that our staff is going to do, you know, obviously with the helicopter. You know, everything kind of happens outside in our parking lot. We have a DJ. The kids like to get out there and dance.
But thanks to Jurger, though, the museum's free that day, so anyone who wants to come out. I mean, yes, you have a lot of activities outside, but get inside and check it out.
Yeah, and that's the really nice thing is that, you know, that's not something we get an opportunity to do often because, you know, we are a nonprofit, and we rely on those admissions to keep us going, and sponsorships and fundraisers are so important for us, so that's why Duck Derby is such a big deal, but to have somebody, you know, support us in the way that Sloan does and the way that Jurger does and allow us to have a day that anybody can come enjoy the museum for free, that's a big deal. We get excited about that.
Well, buying your ducks today helps that cause. 423-KIDS, 423-5437. Go online at cmofil.org. Remember, an individual duck is $10, but if you buy a pack or a team, that's $100 for 20 ducks or $150 for 40 ducks. Anyway, an extra $50, you double the amount of ducks you have and your chance to win the $3,000 grand prize. But we also have all of these prizes we're giving away today, so $100 or more gets you into that drawing. And then we have a bunch of restaurants and retail gift certificates for anybody buying a duck we're giving away, too. So whatever you can afford to do, know that that money isn't just sort of going into a hole. I mean, it helps with the operations. It helps keep admission prices down so that everybody can afford the museum. It's just, you know, you've only got so many revenue streams.
Exactly. And like I said, it's a big deal. You know, we're now almost 30,000 square feet. That's a huge building to maintain. We have almost 70 exhibits in the building. We have exterior exhibits. So, you know, our admissions and our fundraisers are what allow us to exist, you know. And so every duck you purchase is just helping us to continue to keep a clean facility, to keep the exhibits up, and to keep our doors open. So we just appreciate that.
All right, 423-KIDS, 423-KIDS, or go online at cmofil.org. What is it about tractor equipment that young kids who we saw this at the Farm Progress Show, and we're going to be back out with the District 61 kids again this year. But 2 years ago, we took the kids down to, you guys were there with John Deere, and their folks were so good to work with. I mean, the corporate folks, you know, and they had literally virtual reality goggles. Those kids were like literally planting seeds. But there's just something about that big piece of green equipment that makes kids want to crawl all over it.
It's inborn. I mean, it's kids. It's the first thing they know. I mean, they could be 1 year old and they know the word tractor and they recognize the green and yellow paint. So, and you don't have to be from a farm area to recognize that. You could be from an urban area and still be, you know, just wowed by the size of the equipment.
Yeah, and but now the science, right, the technology, and I think it's just so amazing. We took all the sixth grade students from District 61 to the Farm Progress Show when it was here in Decatur last, and so there was like 700 kids, but they got an eye-opening experience, and I thanked you guys at the time, but you know, it was a big deal. You know, John Deere and ADM and Tate and Lyle and all of our local folks really opened up their exhibits and gave these kids an incredible experience.
John Deere would argue that they're a tech company right now. They're no longer a farm machinery company, and it's true. I mean, where most of their investment is going right now is building teams to develop the technology that's running that equipment.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, the setup they had at the Farm Progress Show, you get in your little rocket chair, you know, and put the virtual reality, you're out there driving a combine, you know, in the middle of a field somewhere.
And that's a good draw. I mean, that's how we're going to get more kids involved and interested in what we're doing and to support the product that we're selling. So that's exciting. To bring people in and show them what we're doing, you really need to be good with a wrench and good on a computer, too, to work on this stuff.
Well, it's exciting for me because it went from concept to sort of reality in a pretty quick fashion, but there's over 340 kids enrolled in the Ag Academy for freshman, you know, year next year. We had a kindergarten first grade teacher on with us last Friday who all on her own, and this is sort of the ripple effect of all this, is now working with robotics with an ag-based, you know, in the kindergarten and first grade, you know, as a way of setting these kids up for the Ag Academy. That, you know, we weren't talking about any of this 2 years, 3 years ago.
Not at all. Not at all. Even 10 years ago to say, hey, look, we've got equipment that can drive itself, people would, you know, look at you funny, but here we are a decade. Where will we be 10 years from now?
Well, if people think, and I think there's also this notion that some sort of that agribusiness is sort of backwards or something, and boy, you've never been to the Farm Progress Show because that platform out there is generally way ahead of the game, right?
Very much so. You know, John Deere itself, talking about 5G technology and what they're going to be able to do with the spatial area around the equipment and all the data they're going to be able to pull from that equipment. It's going to be really exciting to see where we go in the next 5 years.
Right, and the end result is more food.
That's true. Yeah, and we need that.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, thank you very much for coming by and for the continued sponsorship here and supporting Amber.
Thanks
and the Children's Museum. And we look forward to doing all kinds of great things together with the Ag Academy. It's exciting, you know, just like the law enforcement, you know, Heroes Hall here, you know, getting kids excited at a young age about, potential possibilities or career paths. I mean, that's what you guys do at the end of the day. It's a fun place, but it's an educational place.
It is, yeah. We're rooted in education, and we have a vocational focus. So, you know, when you come in here, everything that you see is kind of pointing you in the direction of a career path. And the kids don't necessarily realize that, and they don't need to realize that, you know. But there's education, and there's that seed planting, no pun intended, of, you know, here are potential careers, you know, that may interest you later in life. And then if they get into school and those things are being reinforced, then that's just even better. You know, we love to be a part of that process.
Absolutely. And all kinds of exciting stuff ahead. Jeff, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All
right. Thanks for having me.
Sloan Influence, good family, good folks, and a John Deere dynasty. I'm not kidding you. Some say the largest independent John Deere in the world. Just saying. We'll take a break. Back with more after this. Don't go anywhere.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Proudly serving communities since 1977, RP Lumber is your source for anything from lumber and building materials to light bulbs and paint. At RP Lumber, we believe that buying materials should be the easiest part of any project. Whether you are a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, our friendly team can help you find the right products for your project with the best service, best value, second to none. Come visit us today and experience the RP difference.
You're listening to Byers & Company, live from the Children's Museum for the Duck Derby Early Bird Drawing on WSOY Decatur.
Back here on a Thursday, Mark Topper coming up. Paul Osborne will be, well, actually, yeah, he will be back with us next week, the City Hall Insider. I was thinking maybe we had a remote next week, but that looks like it's going to be May. So more exciting stuff. It's just fun. We've had busy springs, you know?
Yes.
Busy summer. Going to be Bob Brady tomorrow. We got Hot 25 planned out for the year. Ooh. In fact, we'd like to make the Duck Derby like the first sort of official kickoff.
As it should be.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Yeah, yeah. We would love that.
So we've got all kinds of great things that are happening and a lot of excitement in and around the community. It's busy. This is go to crazy time, you know, starting like about now all the way through September, October. But man, it's all fun. And if you can follow along on Nauticator.com or the Nauticator Facebook page or any of our social media, photo galleries just at the big party they had here last week with all the princes and the princesses and parents. And that was just fun. Pictures are great, by the way. We're going to be back out here on May 4th for the Duck Derby itself. But right now, you're crazy if you don't try to win these Cards Cubs tickets. Because this is, let me break it down for you. You can be, this is like a win. It's not even a trifecta. It's not even a hat trick. It's like a four.
Yeah.
Because you call in for your own greed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You want to win. I want to win $3,000 on May 4th. I want to win those Cards Cups tickets. You just call right now at 423-5437 and you say, hey, I want $100 with the Ducks or I want $150 with the Ducks. So you get in and you're in the drawing for the Cards Cubs. But you got 20 chances or 40 chances to win $3,000, mm-hmm. right? Secondly, you're supporting the Children's Museum, right? Mm-hmm. So then they can go and do the great magical things they do and keep it affordable for families and for everyone to participate. And third, if you want to, you can make my life easier by giving your ducks over to, like, Lindsay, not like the ducks to the prize, just the count.
Yeah, you get to keep the prize.
Total.
Yeah.
You get to keep the prize, but she gets credit for the sale, meaning that she gets to take time off of her blazing speed in the celebrity race on May 4th.
Help yes. a girl out.
Yeah. I bet she, if she didn't even have to use the duck feet, she couldn't win, right? And everybody else did.
I have no idea. I'm really slow. I need all the help I can get because I want to yeah. retire.
Okay. And then on a fourth sort of 30,000 feet kind of view, you're helping support the quality of life in the
yes.
community,
yeah.
which is important. Mm-hmm. You have to do everything at the same time. It's a mistake I think people make. You've got to go solve this, and then you go solve that. No, you got to do all of it. Mm-hmm. So you have to do charitable things, but you also have to do quality of life things because it matters and it's important, and it's what we need as a community. So call 423-KIDS right now. We'll take a break for stories and Fox News and then Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports.
This is Shiler with your Stories Now, brought to you by Cape Air. Just a reminder that starting tomorrow, Decatur Public Schools will be off for the Easter holiday. Students will return to class on Wednesday, April 24th. The city of Decatur is accepting applications for entry-level patrol officers within the Decatur Police Department. To apply for the position and sign up for the written test, applicants should go to the National Testing Network webpage and complete a National Testing Network application. In addition, applicants must complete a City of Decatur employment application. The closing date for the entry-level position is set for Friday, August 2nd, 2019. Links and more information are available at nowdecatur.com. After the election earlier this month, there are plenty of new faces taking office. Andrew Taylor won his bid to join the DPS 61 board and is excited to show the kids that Decatur is a place where you can succeed.
A lot of great talent in this community. These kids, like, I want them to be a part of that. I want to, you know, let them know that Decatur is a place that you can have a future. And I'm not sure that all of them believe that, and I'm going to help them understand that.
Taylor, who is an economic development officer for the EDC of Decatur and Macon County, should be sworn in by the beginning of May. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Attorney General is at the Justice Department, where he'll speak to the press this morning before the redacted Mueller report is released. A Department of Justice spokesperson
confirmed that William Barr will address the issue of executive privilege at the 9:30 Eastern news conference. Executive privilege and an Office of Legal Counsel memo covered some of the most sensitive interviews during the Mueller investigations with senior key White House staff.
Fox's Catherine Herridge. Democrats calling the press conference Barr's attempt to spin the findings of the report.
The president's legal team, led by Rudy Giuliani, is preparing a rebuttal and will issue that at some point today.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And just days after the inferno in Paris at the Cathedral of Notre Dame, a man arrested after entering St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City with two cans of gasoline and lighter fluid. This is Fox News.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want it.
Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah. A home run and the Cardinals win it.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window, brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Byers & Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Unbelievable.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
We've got some showers, thunderstorms today. Temperatures will be falling to around 51 degrees by 4 p.m. Then for tonight, expect still a 30% chance of showers before 2 a.m. with cloudy skies and lows around 42 degrees. For your Friday, mostly cloudy, highs near 50. It's also going to be a little breezy out there with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Then for your Saturday, the sun finally returns and we've got highs around 63 degrees. It is currently 62 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Tougher on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're live at the Children's Museum where you can call 423-KIDS and get in on all the great deals that we have. Ultimate prize, $3,000 winner at the Duck Derby coming up on May 4th. Right now it's time for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the NFL schedule is out.
It is indeed. The National Football League released its schedule for the 2019 season last night, and football fans are naturally curious to find out who their favorite team will play and when and how often they'll be involved in one of the coveted primetime matchups on either Thursday night, Sunday night, or Monday night. And before this release, Brian, it was announced that the Bears would play in the first game of the season on Thursday night, September 5th, at home against the Green Bay Packers. This is the Bears' 100th season, and the opener is a nod to that. But now we know this is just one of five primetime assignments for the Bears. That is the maximum allowed by the league. The Bears will play two Thursday night games, two Sunday night games, and one Monday night football game. That will come on September 23rd when the Bears play at the Washington Redskins. Their Thursday night opponents will be Green Bay and Dallas, and their Sunday night opponents will be the Los Angeles Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs. When you think about it, those four primetime games, those are tough games. Green Bay, Dallas, the Rams, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Plus, the Bears will play at Detroit in the first of the three Thanksgiving Day games, and the Bears will play in one of the league's five international games. They will play Oakland in London at the new Tottenham Stadium on October the 6th. The Bears will also play at Denver early in the season. That will be a collision with Vic Fangio, the Bears' defensive coordinator a year ago. He's now Denver's head coach, and their new quarterback, Joe Flacco. I think one of the more interesting aspects of the schedule and an indication that the league sees a changing field of rising teams is that the Cleveland Browns will play four primetime games. Not long ago, Cleveland was horrible. They were miles away from anything primetime. Now they're really interesting with Baker Mayfield at quarterback and a much stronger supporting cast, including Kareem Hunt, the former Kansas City running back who they signed, and Odell Beckham Jr., who played for the New York Giants. The defending champion New England Patriots open on the first Sunday night game. That will be at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So take a look. You can find it all online. There's a lot of interesting things there depending on who your favorite team is. But the Bears are going to be in a lot of high-profile games this year.
All right. On the other side of the break, we'll talk a little Big Ten men's basketball and a sport talk preview with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports.
Facing a prostate biopsy can be a scary experience for any man, but new technology called UroNav can provide more accurate results and peace of mind. DMH NewsLink host Michaela Hunt sits down with DMH urologist Michael Kotwitz to talk about the UroNav.
It gives us not only a higher probability of having accurate biopsies, but also it gives a higher degree of certainty that we got good biopsies with good information.
Watch the video now at nowdecatur.com or the Now Decatur Facebook page. DMH NewsLink with Now Decatur, your trusted source for the latest in healthcare news.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Big Ten men's basketball.
Yes, the Big Ten Conference also releasing a schedule. This is their men's basketball schedule, and they release their schedule in pieces, but the first piece is out now, and that is the list of opponents each school will play in conference play for the 2019-2020 season. And for the second year, teams will play a 20-game Big Ten schedule, and the way it works is that a team will play seven league opponents twice, home and away, and they play six opponents once, three at home only and three on the road only. And for the Illini, the teams they will play twice, home and away, are Iowa, Maryland, Michigan, Michigan State, Northwestern, Purdue, and Rutgers. There's some really good teams in there. Some of the early top 25 projections for next season have Michigan State as the early number one nationally. And even without Carson Edwards, Purdue is going to be strong. So will Iowa, Michigan, and Maryland. The three teams Illinois will play just once and only at the State Farm Center are Indiana, Minnesota, and Nebraska. So they don't return those games to that team's home arena. And the three teams, Illinois will play only once and only on the road. They will not be coming to the State Farm Center, are Ohio State, Penn State, and Wisconsin. Still to be announced, and this will be another piece that the Big Ten will announce, are the dates, the game times, and the TV assignments for all of these things. And then the school has still has to release its non-conference schedule. Brad Underwood has said that Illinois will definitely play more home games this year. They will not be going to Maui, and they should get a home game for the ACC Big Ten Challenge. We do know that they will have an extended trip to Arizona when they will play the University of Arizona Wildcats, and then they will also return a game to Grand Canyon, which was in Champaign last year. Grand Canyon, a university really founded by former Illini player and major donor Jerry Colangelo. And we know that this coming team is already planning a summer trip to Italy. You're allowed one of those every 4 years. That will get them extra practices in July. The trip itself will take place in August. So we'll talk about that tonight on Sport Talk. Tim Kaine and I will be in the studio from 5 to 7. Recruiting analyst Kedrick Prince will be on with us to talk about football and basketball. And we've got a lot to talk about in Major League Baseball also. So 5 to 7 tonight, Sport Talk.
All right, we'll see you then, and we'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Now, there's all kinds of inside baseball. And Amber knows this because she used to do the radio show. How many years were you on with it?
3 years? Was it? 3 years, 4 years?
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We probably had the most fun during that three-year period because of a lot of different circumstances.
Sure.
I mean, fun.
Yeah.
You know, but she was also in there for some of the tough stuff, too, like the Dick Durbin interview.
I do remember that.
Yeah. But this is a behind-the-scenes moment you'll get a kick out of. So I was trying to be helpful to our producer back there in the MCR during the break. Because when you're listening to the show and we're in the studios in a normal fashion, I will pot Mark up and down and put him on hold. Mm-hmm. This is kind of inside baseball. But just every day when you do something, it becomes very routine. Or if you don't do it, it's not routine.
Sure.
So I was trying to be nice. And I sent a text to Lindsay and said, hey, remember, you have to pot Mark up and down. And then she responded by saying, do you think I can't handle a simple task? LOL. And right after sending that, she potted up music while Mark was talking back there.
Why did I send you that text about, do you think I can't handle a simple task?
This is the second part of this story. Because now here's the second part of the story. And this is the great inside baseball. I've been picking Zane up from school all week because of another thing that she's doing. And she's normally the one that picks him up. So every day she sends me a text asking, making sure I'm there to pick up. Like I would just leave him there.
Well, I mean, it's not normal routine, Brian. You know, every day
you
do the
same
thing.
But you don't see the difference in potting a mic up and down and picking your kid up?
No.
Okay. It was almost like I was waiting. I mean, it was like as soon as she sent that text, it was like, watch, she's going to forget to pot him or she's going to. And what did you do there?
I opened a site and I had my PC on and so it started auto playing something. I'm like, oh, no, wait.
Believe me, she hated that. She went back. She was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, that didn't feel good.
How many times does that happen on a daily basis for you, Lindsay, between that, where it's this something gets brought up, and you know what? No, I can take care of this, and then something bad happens to you.
Oh, it's like it's like my life. It's just my life.
All right. This is why you support her for her
Yes, duck. Please.
And despite all that, that's all I've been doing today, is helping her sell ducks, because every time she cracks the mic, it's not to do that.
Because
it's to do something, you know, insult me.
I just,
it's like, you know.
Oh, come on. Quit whining. Good grief.
See, she could be telling everybody to buy ducks right now.
I am. Well, here's the thing, Amber. Are those like duck flip-flops?
So Jason, who is our director of museum experiences.
We're talking about the celebrity race, by the way, on May 4th that takes place. And mm-hmm. if you don't have to give your ducks to Lindsay. You get your ducks. You buy them today. But if you want to put them down for her to get credit for selling, then she gets to take time off of her run.
Which I desperately need.
Yes, you desperately need, because she runs slower than any human being I've ever seen in my entire. I don't even know. It's more like a power walk.
The sad part is I can't say anything because we ran a 10K together and I finished behind her. So what is that saying about 6'5" guy?
Particularly,
that runs decent?
And because she's got to take 12 steps to year one.
Exactly right.
Well, that was the thing. I just kept running, but it was like more like a walk with a little bit of a hump.
Like a shuffle.
Yes.
It's a shuffle.
It's a shuffle. It's shuffle. A shuffle. That is exactly what you should call it.
It's
going
to be
it.
Hard to shuffle
so
in these duck feet.
Yeah, you're going to have to clear the ground now because you're going to have duck
I'm
feet on.
I'm falling on my face. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm going down on my face.
Yeah. Well, that's worth $100, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, give us a call right now at 423-KIDS, 423-5437, or you can go online at cmofil.org and buy your tickets. Now, we're going to announce some winners. I'm going to let you do that here in just a second when we get back on the other side of the break because we got some other things we're giving away, but then the grand prizes will all be at the end of the show today.
Yes.
And then you're still in it for this $3,000 grand prize, $1,500 second prize, $500 third prize on May 4th.
Yep.
So call right now. The best deal of the day. You can buy however many you want, but I'm just telling you, if you just do the simple math, 40 ducks for $150, that's like $375 a duck, and they're a $10 face value, so you're getting a heck of a discount. But you're getting 40 opportunities to win $3,000.
That's good odds.
That's the best deal of the day. 423-KIDS, 423-KIDS. Taking the Marquee Coffee Break, fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
The Gin Mill offers a premium dining experience that is second to none in Decatur, Illinois. From fresh-cut steaks to soups and sandwiches, with a little twist, the Gin Mill is guaranteed to satisfy your dining experience with fine food and spirits that creates a night to remember. The Gin Mill is open Monday through Friday for lunch from 11 to 3 p.m., with dinner from 4 to 8:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday dining service is from 4 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The Gin Mill, Decatur's fine dining experience, 124 East Prairie Avenue, downtown Decatur.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region, higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
You're listening to Buyers & Company, live from the Children's Museum for the Duck Derby Early Bird Drawing on WSOY Decatur.
Well, you have an hour and 15 minutes. Actually, a little less than that. Call right now, 423-KIDS, or go online at cmofil.org. Actually, when I say that, you've got about an hour, really, because we'll start pulling the names for the grand prizes here this morning at about 8:45 or something or like that.
Yep.
All right, but we have some restaurant gift certificates to give away.
Yes, so Carol Williams won $50 to the Beach House.
Mm.
Rich Kaczynski won $30 to Robbie's. Margaret Sandberg and Angie Irvin, I think, split some ducks, and they won $25 to Doherty's.
That's $12.50 a piece.
There you go. You got to go together. Elizabeth Merrill won $25 to Bizou, and Loretta Lovall won $20 to Taproot, and they also donated two really cool Taproot.
What was
t-shirts.
That last name?
Lovall?
Well, no, it's Loretta Lovall. That's like a Bond girl.
I know.
Yes, it is.
That's great, isn't
I
it?
I love
yeah.
it.
By the way, I've got Bond news. We'll talk about that a little bit and then geek out on the Avengers thing.
Great. I want to geek out, too.
You can geek out. Yeah. You're here for the whole thing.
Yeah. you know I love to geek out.
And Madonna dropped
yes,
a new album. And Beyonce dropped right on top of her.
Yes, she did. And broke the internet.
And broke the internet.
Yes.
And so you would think that audience, at least of performers, is a fairly small circle.
Mm-hmm.
Just let you know.
FYI.
Hey, Madge, look, I'm going to drop this album.
And it almost makes you wonder if it's done on purpose, because you think that circle is so small.
Yeah. she shut her down. She
yes.
shut everyone down.
And I'm a little, there was even some Destiny Child reunion stuff in there.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
How's that? All right, we'll get into that.
Okay.
We got plenty of time. But we're going to talk Children's Museum stuff because Mary Cave is joining us. Mary's been involved intimately for a long time with the board, but also with all of this new development because you were sort of in the know from the early days that all of this was coming. And just how big a deal, I mean, how many years ago did this building open, do you know?
This building is about 20, 25 years old,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so nothing had really changed until last year.
It was a spectacular building.
Absolutely.
But people don't realize how long it's been here. And you had exhibits inside change,
sure.
but there's not been anything done to sort of the grounds or the mm-hmm. building itself.
Yep, exactly.
And so when the idea presented itself of being able to do a complete, 7,000 square foot expansion, and to redo the parking lot and to bring the train over, mm-hmm. and to have it all privately funded, I mean, that was just an unbelievable
Absolutely.
Opportunity, right?
Absolutely. I know the call I got from Amber. She said, so how soon can we get an estimate on how much all this would cost? So we worked through a holiday weekend and got some information together, and I think our eyes were just wide open the whole time thinking, oh, my gosh, could this actually be? And this is going to be such a great opportunity for our community and my kids and everybody's kids. So and myself. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, and obviously you're involved here because of your family. I mean, you serve and you've been on the board, but it's because your family uses this facility.
Absolutely. We moved to Decatur, and our motto from the beginning was grow, bloom where you're planted, and our kids came along and really got invested in the community. And since I'm an engineer as a career, I thought the museum was a perfect opportunity to share my love for science, plus kind of be engaged with what my kids are interested in. So
now, as a female engineer, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's not that it's groundbreaking, but it is proof to me that the workforce has shifted and evolved and changed, and people are seeing themselves in careers that maybe 30 or 40 years ago they didn't, right? I know that's important
absolutely.
To you.
Yeah, and I, I still don't even know how I got where I am, and I didn't really have any role models in engineering. I had, fathers and things like that, and mom was a teacher, but it's kind of finding my way through things and not being able to follow somebody else's footsteps. So being at the museum is I love doing, and then I'm also engaged with Girl Scouts because I want to be a mentor to somebody else, so it's perfect.
Well, I remember when the phrase STEMs sort of first started to pop up, and people were, what's that?
Yeah.
And now with even agribusiness and what that means within, there's just this constant education. And I would say
Absolutely.
That we've come an awful long way, maybe in the last 10 years, mm-hmm. where it's not sort of some weird thing for
right.
a young girl to think about being a welder or an engineer or, in fact,
Absolutely.
I think a lot of the teacher shortage is because of this, because a field that was traditionally where women were sort of welcomed, and now there's so many other opportunities
mm-hmm.
that we got to figure out. I mean, that's caused a dynamic and a shift in the workforce. That's all progress, though, right?
It is absolute progress. And just being able to say, I can be who I am. I can like what I like. I don't have to have someone tell me, well, girls aren't good at that, so go do this. Or, so I really like to engage girls early because they hear things early on and say, well, I'll do the report, or I'll draw the pictures, or I'll paint the things, and it should be for anybody.
Yeah.
And so I try to encourage girls, but I also encourage my boys that everybody can do anything, and to listen to everybody's opinions and encourage everybody.
Well, science, technology, engineering, and math, mm-hmm. the STEM process, which flows into actual careers here in Decatur.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the great thing about the Ag Academy and all the way all of this stuff is connecting is it's not a square peg in a round hole. I mean, there are careers with our large employers and every other size. I mean, we just had Jeff Sloan here. People have no idea the money involved, with this huge John Deere dealership, all throughout the Midwest. I mean, what do you think a mechanic makes, that works on a piece of equipment that costs $750,000, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And even just having the science, technology, engineering, math, that background, but that doesn't have to be your only career. And if you are able to speak, or you're able to write, or you're able to communicate those hard things with people that might not understand those hard things, that's a whole career in itself too. So encouraging kind of a well-roundedness is the next opportunity, I think, and everything that's going on in the community is growing that.
All right, here's the telephone number. You got a little under an hour to get in on this. You can still buy tickets all the way up to the day of the Duck Derby and even after some of the early heats, so you still have a chance to win. But why not get in and try to win these Cards Cubs tickets? We have four of them for June 1st. It's a Saturday evening game, which is perfect. These were donated by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. Amber's been, I've been. These are fantastic seats. They're about $800 face value. And then you get your own private bar and restroom, and it's air conditioned.
It's game changing, literally.
I go for that.
I know. I'm telling you, I was.
You could sit in there and watch the game because they got big screen TVs in there.
Yeah, I was so angry that the first couple times I sat in those seats, I didn't know about it.
Well, it's invisible.
It's
like a secret club.
Yeah, I said, hold on, and I was telling the people that came with BK, and I was like, hold on, there's a secret bar, and they were like, what are you talking about? And I'm texting Kevin like, which way do I go?
So you know,
like
the password.
I know. I felt very like, you know, like a little spy or something. But it's really nice. The seats are amazing. The bar is nice. I never had to wait to go to the bathroom or get a drink.
No.
And it was just.
That's perfect.
They're awesome.
That is worth every penny.
That is absolutely worth it.
The $150 for a team of Ducks wouldn't buy one of these tickets.
No.
So you're going to get $150 worth, which is 40 chances to win the $3,000 on May 4th.
Yep.
You're going to get, if you win the Cards Cup tickets, we also have Betsy Tanner Jewelry. That's almost a $500 value. Got a $390 gift certificate for the Decatur Athletic Club for a three-month membership. That's worth $400. You got Oak Terrace Resort and Spa. That's a one-night lodging, $100 in spa services and a round of golf. That's $320 value. And you got a Zumu membership, which we're giving away, which is another $190. That's a full year-long membership to Scoville Zoo and the Children's Museum.
Absolutely.
So call right now at 423-KIDS. 423-KIDS, that's 423-5437. They'll take your information right over the phone, or you can go online at cmofil.org and get your tickets there. And as long as you do that before about 10 till quarter till 9 this morning, you'll be in the drawing for these great prizes. Then you keep buying tickets all the way through, including the day of the event.
Yeah, we will sell them all the way up to the day of the event. Like I said, we're going to do multiple heats this year. So if your Ducks race in one of the early heats and then you find that you're out, you can buy back in. You know, so you've got opportunities there. So I think it's going to be a really cool way to run the Duck Derby this year.
And a little more excitement. And then we have the celebrity race, which if you want to, despite all of the you know, the insults thrown my way this morning, if you want to give that credit to Lindsay, that will help her take time off her race.
Yes.
You still get all your tickets and all of that.
It's and just, the prize gets, if you win.
And the prize, but she gets the credit for selling the tickets to you, because that's what the celebrities are supposed to be doing, is going out selling tickets so they can raise more
basically,
money for the children.
Basically, I want to just like – kind of just half walk, maybe even just like kind of whatever. I don't want to actually have to try.
That's what you do when you run.
Yeah. Basically, I want.
She wants to be able to stand in place and win.
I want somebody to carry me. Is that possible?
No.
Nope.
Wait a minute.
Not for,
okay. Well,
not for camera purposes.
Yeah. You know, it's been decided.
Well, what if I make a moment of donation, and then I can do that.
Well, how large a donation are we talking?
Well, possible for a
large
donation.
Okay, when do you get to decide?
You know what? Let me think about it. We'll talk about this.
Okay.
Anything's possible.
You have no idea how cheap she is. All right, we've got to take a class break here this hour. Here is Lindsay Romano. She's going to shuffle through this three-day forecast for you.
Today we've got showers, thunderstorms throughout the day. It's going to get a little cooler, too. Temperatures falling to 51 degrees by 4 p.m. Then tonight, slight chance we'll see some showers after, mainly before 2 a.m. with cloudy skies and lows around 42 degrees. Friday, looking at cloudy skies, highs around 50. Saturday, the sunshine finally returns, highs near 63. It is 62 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box that they will
work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
Proudly serving communities since 1977, RP Lumber is your source for anything from lumber and building materials to light bulbs and paint. At RP Lumber, we believe that buying materials should be the easiest part of any project. Whether you are a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, our friendly team can help you find the right products for your project with the best service, best value, second to none. Come visit us today and experience the RP difference.
You're listening to Byers & Company, live from the Children's Museum for the Duck Derby Early Bird Drawing on WSOY Decatur.
Oh, the simple tasks. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a...